2. Self-acting adjusters. You have been informed of the classification of adjusters in relation to experience: virgin, advanced, and supreme. You should also recognize a certain functional classification: the self-acting adjusters. A self-acting adjuster is one who 1. Has had certain requisite experience in the evolving life of a woo creature, either as a temporary indweller on a type of world where adjusters are only loaned to mortal subjects or on an actual fusion planet where the human failed of survival. Such a monitor is either an advanced or a supreme adjuster. 2. Has acquired the balance of spiritual power in a human who has made the third psychic circle and has had assigned to him a personal seraphic guardian. 3. Has a subject who has made the supreme decision, has entered into a solemn and sincere betrothal with the adjuster. The adjuster looks beforehand to the time of actual fusion and reckons the union as an event of fact. 4. Has a subject who has been mustered into one of the reserve corps of destiny on an evolutionary world of mortal ascension. 5. At some time, during human sleep, has been temporarily detached from the mind of mortal incarceration to perform some exploitive liaison, contact, re-registration, or other extra-human service associated with the spiritual administration of the world of assignment. 6. Has served in a time of crisis in the experience of some human being who was the material complement of a spirit personality entrusted with the enactment of some cosmic achievement essential to the spiritual economy of the planet. Self-acting adjusters seem to possess a marked degree of will in all matters not involving the human personalities of their immediate indwelling, as is indicated by their numerous exploits both within and without the mortal subjects of attachment. Such adjusters participate in numerous activities of the realm, but more frequently they function as undetected indwellers of the earthly tabernacles of their own choosing. Undoubtedly, these higher and more experienced types of adjusters can communicate with those in other realms. But while self-acting adjusters do thus intercommunicate, they do so only on the levels of their mutual work and for the purpose of preserving custodial data essential to the adjuster ministry of the realms of their sojourn. Though on occasions they have been known to function in interplanetary matters during times of crisis, supreme and self-acting adjusters can leave the human body at will. The indwellers are not an organic or biologic part of mortal life. They are divine superimpositions thereon. In the original life plans they were provided for, but they are not indispensable to material existence. Nevertheless, it should be recorded that they very rarely, even temporarily, leave their mortal tabernacles after they once take up their indwelling. The superacting adjusters are those who have achieved the conquest of their entrusted tasks and only await the dissolution of the material life vehicle or the translation of the immortal soul.